It's 25, 26 minutes after 3 o'clock. You're in tune with KTOO News in Juneau, Alaska. Pat Moore hosting your Juneau afternoon presentation today. And my next guest is quite an honor for Juneau to have. Kealoha is the poet laureate of Hawaii, but I was teasing him beforehand because I was saying to him that this is probably the only time in my life that I have ever interviewed a nuclear physicist who turned poet. So welcome to Juneau, and welcome to a chance for us to learn from you, because I understand one of your presentations is about how to do a poem on stage.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're actually going to do that for us.
Yeah, that's the idea. We're giving you a whole gamut of ways to experience the poetry and the art and the movement and all that stuff. So, starting tonight, we have the Poetry Slam at Silver Bow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing a quick feature there. And then tomorrow, the workshop is going down at 1 to 2:30 over at the Jack. And then later on in that evening, I'm doing a whole hour and a half performance for the good folks at the Jack from 7 p.m. Till 9.
So I got to go back to this nuclear physicist thing.
Okay, let's do it.
Your biography is wonderful because evidently you wandered into a poetry slam, had no idea what you were doing there.
Yeah.
And it literally changed your life.
It literally changed my life. I mean, I was living in San Francisco at the time, just kind of, I didn't have a purpose to my life. I had this science background, and at the time I was doing business consulting, which was a whole different world. And I was just thinking to myself, well, every day I'm waking up, I'm working like my butt off for 12 hours, 14 hours, and wake up, go to work, go home, make dinner, eat dinner, go to sleep, wake up the next morning, do the same thing over and over again. And one night, I just opened up the paper. I wanted to see what was going on in the city. I figured if I'm going to be living in the city, I need to experience the city. And I saw a poetry slam was happening very near where I lived. So I thought, that sounds cool. That sounds interesting. I didn't know what poetry slam was at the time. And I just, stumbled in. And that night, I was hearing some of the best poets in San Francisco doing their thing. And I'm sitting there in the chair in my brain starts to throb and my spine is tingling, and because they were speaking to me, like directly to me, I felt, and the art form just sort of, I got the bug. I got infected by poetry, and I just couldn't stop writing that night. And then the next morning at work, instead of typing away and on my PowerPoint presentations or whatever, I was typing away poems, and it just kept going on and on and on. I couldn't stop writing, so eventually I just had to leave that world, leave the business consulting world, and leave the science world, and just start going head first into poetry.
Nora Dahlenauer is the outgoing poet laureate. Writer laureate is what we call it in Alaska, the writer laureate of the state of Alaska. I had Nora Dahlenauer on the show one time, and she read some poetry to me, and it was the first time I realized, when I heard her read it in her voice, how informed her poetry is by the fact that she's a Tlingit.
Huh.
She writes in English.
Mm-hmm.
She also writes some in Tlingit itself, but she writes in English. But because of her the way her brain is bilingual and so acculturated into the Tlingit culture,
mm-hmm.
there's this thing that comes through her poetry that kind of you sit there and you close your eyes and you hear this voice, and it's the voice of Tlingit doing things in English. So the question is, does your background inform your poetry?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't break away from it. As much as I try, I am very much informed by everything that has happened in my life from the past. Whether it's, growing up as a Hawaiian kid in Hawaii, going into the science and engineering field and studying nuclear physics, whether it's analyzing data from businesses and breaking down problems and, getting analytical with things. I mean, I'm always just, in my poetry, I'm bringing everything that I have. And that's helping to inform the way that I write, the way that I think, and what I'm trying to communicate.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Can you give me a for instance?
just a quick poem?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sure. We've been growing a garden around our place. We don't have much space, but we've been working the soil beneath our feet, watching the green sprout over the concrete, watching the vines rewrite the graffiti on the walls. And we know that this garden is a simple symbol, that there is so much more to be done in this world, and sometimes it gets overwhelming, but we're taking responsibility for what we can control. And so we're starting by planting seeds and caretaking, making the ecosystem thrive, watching the earth come alive, reflecting on the way we're living our daily lives. See, we've been growing a garden over time, so when we step outside, we can visualize what green energy looks like, to remind ourselves that we are no different from the trees, that all the energy we need can come from the sun, the wind, the sea, and the infinite warmth of geothermal heat. And we know that another world is possible, that no matter how hopeless any one of us feels, this movement is real, that our convictions lead to legislation, lead to conservation, that technology must serve ecology, and so this garden is how we redefine the boundary lines between us and the global community. We have come to learn that there's no separation, that every nation on this blue planet is symbiotically fused, that everything we do affects some part of you, so we've been inspired to limit our impact, leave our surroundings better off than when we arrived. We have vowed to reverse the destructive tide before we die. See, we've been growing a garden over time, so we've been growing a garden for our children, leaving a better world for them to live in, teach them to caretake what they've been given, show them to take a stand for sustainability, how to find a balance between progress and preservation, guide the way to a self-reliant revolution. You see, this garden is for our children. This garden is our pledge to them.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all, and I heard it all. I heard all of the things you said. It's all coming from... you know, your whole, all the way back to your genealogy, it's right there, and that's what drives the thing.
Cool. And thanks, man.
I got to say, I'm sitting here opposite you. I wish we had television. you put so much of your soul in that presentation that it's like, wow. Yeah, I'm sitting here watching you, and you're believing what you're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and that's really what I'm trying to get at with the workshop tomorrow. Yeah, from at the Jack, is that I want people to find their poems. I want them to find what their poems mean to them, and then to be able to bring that and perform that on stage. And just like it's the way that I've spent the past 12, 13, 14 years trying to find my voice, trying to find my poems, and trying to understand exactly what my viewpoint is in this world.
Okay, and that workshop is from 1 to 2:30. It's at the Jack here, on the Jack stage. And there is a charge for it, but as I understand it, there are some grants available if people want to come to it and they don't have the cash to...
Yeah, exactly. They can fill out a quick little form and apply for that grant. I mean, they'll get a quick response, I assume. Yeah. And then, boom, they're in.
Okay. 1 o'clock to 2:30. And then the show is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And whoever wins, now you're going to be a special guest at the Whoosh Canadier Slam, which is what day? That's at Silver Bow.
Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30.
Yep.
Whoever wins that... and I'm assuming you're not competing.
I'm not. I'm going to do a quick little teaser set.
Because it'd be so embarrassing if you won, you'd have to open for yourself. You know?
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah. But be that as it may. Okay. So, and then your actual show is 7 o'clock, and whoever wins the Whoosh Canadier Slam is going to be opening for you.
Yeah.
This is a terrific opportunity for lots of people. And thank you so much for the incredible little preview of what it is you do.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on this program.
Let's all dash out and get tickets and sign up for the workshop and all like that, folks. Saturday, November 22nd, 1 to 2:30, the workshop. Saturday, November 22nd, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. The show is where at?
At the Jack.
At the Jack. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the Whoosh Canadier Slam is at the Silver Bow, and that's at 6:30 tonight.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Juneau. Glad we could turn out some real Hawaii weather for you out here.
Thank you so much for putting in the request.
We got really good stuff here. Okay. Hey. See you. I'm going to play a little music by our next guest, and then we'll be hearing from our next guest. So here we go.